Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, sportsbyline.com, all of our over-the-air affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcast or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Sunny on my portion of Delmarva. It's hot. It's nice. It's a beautiful beach day. Great day for a cookout. Not sure if Brian is in the mood for one after yesterday, but hopefully he's enjoying the day just being a dad. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Shout out to manhood. Hopefully you're able to enjoy your Sunday. You know, one part about being a man is being able to accept your losses and mea culpa here. Brian's not here to say he's sorry, and even if he was here, he would not say that he was sorry about choosing AEW Dynamite over NXT in the ratings game. Technically, it was a wash, but I'm going to take the L on this, as Dynamite did not beat NXT's overall number. Dynamite Wednesday night brought in 681,000 people to TBS, according to WrestleNomics. Second lowest audience the show has ever drawn in its normal time slot without head-to-head competition from NXT. It dropped over 100,000 viewers, 13.8% from last week's 790,000, and was behind NXT by 37,000 viewers, which itself was down 50,000 viewers from the week before. I have no idea. I get it that there was the basketball game and that did a big number, but with what AEW had been doing over the last 3 weeks leading into the show, I'm surprised they dropped so much. And I have no idea why NXT dropped in the way that they did this week as well, too. But obviously, you get what you get there. So NBA Finals still moving on. That won't be an excuse for either show, I don't believe, next week. But doesn't matter. People will find something to argue about anyway. Maybe I'll do some arguing with Filthy Tom Lawler after the break here. Wrestling Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. You know we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24-7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. If you want to invite Brian to a cookout, he is at Brian Alvarez. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley will be with you tomorrow, Saturday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, and then Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day as well. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod, like Wrestling Observer Radio. Just want to throw in another Brian joke right there, but I'm going to pull back from it. But every single day of the year, the wrestling news is there for you. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcast, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on Facebook and Twitter. Filthy Tom Lawler, are you fully recovered here from your unfortunate trip last week to the state of Ohio? And your battle to get back the Black Label Pro Midwest Heavyweight Championship, one that I believe that you made famous, falling to Matt Mikowski. Are you fully recovered yet, sir?
Mike, I'm not sure if you're fully recovered. You don't have the facts correct. That
I don't.
Match took place in Chicago. Illinois. Matt Mikowski, the current Black Label Pro Midwest Champion, did defeat myself, the all-time longest reigning Black Label Pro Midwest Champion. But there is footage out there. The fans can see for themselves. This derelict, this dirtbag, this rule breaker cheated and used a foreign object in our, what should have been a man-to-man, mano-a-mano battle between two former elite mixed martial artists. Instead, this guy, he cheated, Mike. But I am not going to cheat anybody. I am not going to cheat the people. For all the days that Brian Alvarez is not here, I am glad to bring my expertise to the room. Before we went to commercial, you mentioned the stark ratings drop in both NXT and AEW over the past week or so, perhaps a few weeks, and I blame it on two things. The rise in WNBA ratings, one, and two, more importantly, I think the blame lies on Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor?
Why not?
Do we need to talk about Conor? I saw it. This is another thing I need to talk to you about is your Twitter feed here recently. I was going to get into one thing here, but I saw a video that got posted where you have inserted yourself into the race to fill in for Conor now. Is that true?
I think there was a production snafu, and in the countdown video, they accidentally included footage of me as Conor McGregor in there, Mike.
So what else is going on your Twitter there? Because you got a match tonight.
I have a match tomorrow, Mike. I have a match tomorrow in Spokane, Washington, where I will be teaming with a longtime rival of mine. No, not Brian Alvarez, but Fred Rosser. And we will be taking on two men that were friends of mine and now we're no longer, and that's Jarrell Nelson and Royce Isaacs, the West Coast Wrecking Crew. This will take place in Spokane, Washington, Spokane Valley, at Relentless Professional Wrestling. And I promise, Mike, to get revenge.
Will you be wearing the gimp mask and kendo stick?
Perhaps after the match at the local Quality in, but leading up to the match, no. I do plan, however, on bringing a fruit platter to help the two gentlemen we are facing celebrate after the match to soothe their ills.
Folks, go to at Filthy Tom Lawler on X, and you will find out exactly what we're talking about with all of these things. And so there you go. Let's try to get away from that the best we can here, Tom, because it's a busy weekend. And of course, the WWE is over in the beautiful country of Scotland. Clash at the Castle taking place on Peacock and the WWE Network tomorrow from the OVO Hydro in Glasgow.
Excuse me, the OVO?
The OVO, yeah. Huh. The Hydro option.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they're actually over there in that same building today for SmackDown, and the show is over with. If you go to the front page of the site, F4WOnline.com, WrestlingObserver.com, you will get to see the results if you want to be spoiled by them. No spoilers. Naomi against Chelsea Green, Meechan against Nia Jax, Sheamus against Drew McIntyre, and that's what I know of to be announced for the show tonight.
Santos Escobar taking on Apollo Crews.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Some Cody Rhodes action.
I would figure he would be there.
Some the Grayson Waller effect has been announced.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And that all leads into tomorrow. And it's predictions time, Tom. WWE Championship. Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre. CM Punk is always lingering around somewhere. But who do you think comes out on top in this? And really, how does it happen as well, too, if you believe that it's Drew McIntyre? Are you like me and believe that the Judgment Day could see another splintering tomorrow? Or do you think he does it cleanly? Or do you think he loses?
What I would hope would happen, my dirty, my hope for what would happen here would be Drew McIntyre about to hit the Claymore. He's counting down 3, 2, 1, and then we get the appearance of the Gypsy King himself. Tyson Fury.
Oh, Jesus.
Singing his way down to the ring, distracting Drew McIntyre, and leading to Damian Priest hitting the South of Heaven chokeslam and retaining the championship. But if I was a betting man, and Mike Sempervivi, I am here to tell you that I am, I would bet on Drew McIntyre walking away with the championship. I think it would be a great idea to splinter the Judgment Day. I think a version of the Judgment Day led by a heel, Drew McIntyre, at least for a portion of the rest of 2024, would be fantastic. And Damian Priest, to me, seemingly ripe for a babyface run. So that's
agreed,
my prediction.
100% agreed on all of that. And the Universal Championship is not in doubt. I wouldn't believe Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles, I quit match. It's just a matter of how AJ is going to utter I quit. What move will Cody have him in? Will he have him in the $1 million dream? Will he be choking him out with a kendo stick? How is he going to make AJ Styles tap out or say, I quit?
I think he's going to put him in the calf crusher. Maybe using the kendo stick in the calf crusher.
Using that against him?
Make AJ tap out to his own move.
Does Cody have a submission finisher? I'm sure that he does. I can't remember.
Figure four leg lock?
I guess so. And there's really, you can't really gimmick that one up anymore. Maybe he can bring back the Indian death lock.
He could throw on the hammer jammer.
The hammer jammer? What was that?
The hammer jammer. It was Ron Garvin's shin brace to block the figure four leg lock. How am I the one giving you this information, Mike? This is almost before my time, my friend.
You're exactly. I didn't expect it, and I apologize for crapping a little bit on the legacy of Greg the Hammer Valentine there, who at some point is going to join us on this show. Not today, but in the future. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Step that way, then step this way, step that way.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627.
That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Big Boss Man Brian Alvarez will be back on the show on Monday, going through WWE Clash at the Castle Saturday, I believe it is, on Peacock, although you can watch it anytime you want. I don't know when I'm going to watch it. Probably sometime Monday morning, the way this weekend. I'm hoping that it goes. I just won't have the time. But we've gone through.
It is a big weekend, Mike. We've got.
It is.
I'm sure one FC today, as always, on Friday. There was a PFL yesterday. UFC tomorrow. I haven't even gotten into pro wrestling, right? Rampage tonight. Collision tomorrow. Clash at the Castle. Noah with a big announcement by WWE on Saturday.
New Japan Soul.
It never ends.
Three GCW shows.
Katsuhiko Nakajima and Gleet. What's going on here?
For free on YouTube. You get all the free Nakajima you want. Wrestling for Gleet there, but they're not in Scotland. WWE is Clash at the Castle. We've gone through and said Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre are going to retain and win the WWE Heavyweight Championships. Why there are two, I have no idea. Technically, there's three. Technically, there's three because Cody is the Universal and WWE champion while Damian Priest is the world champion. This is all stupid. WWE Women's World title, I believe it is, not the World Women's title. Bayley defends against Piper Niven. Now, Drew McIntyre in Scotland. He's home. He gets the victory. Piper Niven against Bayley. What do you do?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I almost want to,
feel good story.
I would not, who's going to get cheered? Do you think Piper's getting cheered here? I mean, it's pretty tough to boo Bayley.
It's hard to boo Piper Niven. I mean, honestly, I know she's kind of played the heel role, but honestly, it's like Doudrop was a stupid gimmick, but she's, I don't know. To me, she's a difficult, she should really be a baby face, I think, but I don't know.
Would, booking wise, I would pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Where's Bayley going after this? The whole, culmination of Bayley turning babyface was getting comeuppance on Damage Control, the faction that she created and that who then turned on her. And it appeared as if she was heading towards a showdown with Nia Jax after Nia Jax was switched over brands. But it's almost as if that's been dropped recently. So, you know, maybe they do see something here with another new monster in the division with Piper Niven, hopefully.
Sammy,
she deserves it. I mean, like she said, she was a champion, a world champion before she hit the WWE.
And what we saw in Stardom and in other places before she joined up with WWE, you might as well go ahead and pull the trigger and go ahead and give it a shot. Who cares? You know, to me, and this is going to play into the next match we're going to talk about, I mean, some babyface chasing her is the right way to go, to me. I think so, at least. And Bianca Belair is one of those people. And I know people don't want to hear this. Brian doesn't want to hear this. But this triple threat match, which has been set up, you want to talk about, you know, a feel-good story. Alba Fire, her mother passed away not all that long ago. She is coming home along with Isla Dawn, both from Scotland, and are in this match with Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark, who, I mean, yeah, I guess maybe you could give them the titles or something like that. But to me, this is all set up for Jade and Bianca to run wild in this match, look good, and then ultimately do something where Zoe Stark takes the fall to Alba Fire and the Unholy Union, as I believe that they're called, are the new tag team champions.
Yeah, after the bizarre booking of this entire angle, really. And I brought this up to Brian as well during our show earlier this week. If you remember back to SmackDown, they go in the backstage area and they interview Bianca and Jade, who just walked out of Nick Aldis's office. They said, "We just had a long talk with Nick Aldis about this." Nick Aldis was out ringside. He was at ringside with Cody and AJ during this supposed conversation. So in my mind, these two ladies booked themselves into this match. They tried to take matters into their own hands, and they're the heels, as far as I'm concerned. And I hope that they lose. I brought this up to Brian, the Unholy Union winning, and he seems to think that there's no way possible.
That's what he keeps saying here
for it to happen.
I know.
But this is like the only way possible, actually.
Really?
The way that it's been set up. So, and for some reason, why are we now back with this old trope of the tag team partners feuding with each other all the time?
You know what I mean? That.
Why are Austin Theory and Grayson Waller moving towards a split just months after they won the tag belts?
Especially because they don't need to split. If it was time to actually, unless they're thinking they see something with Grayson Waller and maybe
neither one
Austin
of those guys
Theory
is ready to be a baby face.
To me, that's what I'm saying as well, too. And to me, they're better off as a team. You need to have good teams, and they're a perfect fit for each other. There were people that pitched a fit with Waller getting called up and then him getting partnered with Theory. Why? They actually benefit each other perfectly. Theory can work a lot better than Waller, and Waller's got 10 times the personality that Theory does, so they make a good team here. So I don't know why they would go ahead and do that. I don't know that why they would want to have any tease, any tension with Bianca and Jade either. You know, to me, Jade is a special event type of person. You can bring her out right now. You can continue to put her on house shows, continue to train her, do it the best thing that you can. But she's a big match wrestler. And Bianca is somebody that I want just on SmackDown to help basically be the head of that division and to rule that division. So to me, putting the titles on Alba and Isla as they float around and face, that's the other thing, face all these teams too that frankly aren't main eventers. They're not even mid-carders in some cases. So to me, unless you know you really want to plan to build up the division somehow, and I don't know how you do that, just go ahead and put the titles on Alba Fire and Isla Dawn and make it a clean sweep for positive stories for Scotland, Scottish-based wrestlers or Scottish wrestlers, I should say. Anyway, Sami Zayn, go ahead.
I predict Bianca and Jade retain, by the way.
Thank you. I apologize. You get off my high horse here, my rants. Sami Zayn, Chad Gable, Intercontinental title. Look, I don't know when they're going to do this, but to me, Chad Gable gets the victory here. And at some point, Tom, it is hard for me to believe that Otis won't finally have enough and take it out on Chad Gable. And then the Creed brothers come in and kill Otis and Akira Tozawa. Would I be crazy for thinking something like that?
I don't think you'd be crazy to think that, but I also wouldn't think it's crazy to see Otis be the one to help Chad Gable win the belt before all of that goes down. Otis has made it very, very clear, you know, his longtime friendship with Chad Gable means a lot to him. And maybe we'll see one last act before Chad Gable finally drives him away.
Is the swerve Tozawa? That Tozawa actually gives Gable the victory as Otis actually shies away from
it? Maybe the swerve is Maxine does something right.
There you
and
go.
And helps Gable
actually
win.
That's true as well, too. And look, if the Creeds join up, I mean, you have Ivy Nile with Team Creed there. But if you wanted to swap Maxine and Ivy in that exchange, go ahead and do that. You know, to me, I don't know why Ivy's on the main roster, because they had no plan for the Creeds. They're just out there doing moves, and their moves are incredible, and that's been fun and everything. But the Ivy-Maxine thing has kind of run its course. I'd actually like to see Ivy go back down, although that's not going to happen and would be, you know, and I'm sure people would be laughing it up as a demotion, but really, she shouldn't be up there. I don't really know why Kiana James is up there either.
Maybe we'll find out.
Possibly. Possibly.
I mean, can you tell me why Baron Corbin's back up there? Seemed like he was doing pretty good on NXT.
Well, apparently to go out and go bowling. Maybe he's going to be joining the Brunswick Bowling Tour or something like that. Isn't he, you know, didn't they show him that's his last appearance on WWE TV, was it not?
I mean, when was that? I just remember him getting defeated by Carmelo a few weeks ago. Was bowling since then?
Well, they had some clip where, yeah, he was at some event that was tied in, I'm sure, to Endeavor somehow.
Oh, this was an actual event.
Yes.
You don't mean like a promo of him.
No, like
coming out like
a new gimmick change.
Yeah.
Bolin Baron
Corbin. Bolin Corbin. Who do you think you are? I am Bolin Baron Corbin.
Do you think Pete Weber the Third? Did he actually trademark that phrase? Could WWE steal that?
I'm sure he trademarked it. If he didn't, you need to get on it.
Either that, or doesn't matter. AEW Collision and Rampage coming up. Rampage is tonight from Des Moines, Iowa, with the matches taped after Dynamite on Wednesday. Collision celebrating its first anniversary on TNT Saturday night from Youngstown, Ohio. You going to be watching, Tom, or are you going to be doing other things? Are you impressed with me right now? Do you care about AEW right now? Are you going to say the right thing?
I'll be working at that time. Wrestling, I guess the Forbidden Door not exactly open this week for me, but
that's true.
I check everything out, Mike.
Uh-huh.
I watch it all. My eyes to the streets, my friend.
How about TNA Against All Odds?
It's coming up tonight.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to
ask
see
you
it.
About that when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Shots, Kyrie, do it anywhere, having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
Father's Day is this Sunday, so now's the time to save on the perfect gift at Macy's Father's Day sale. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take 25% off great gift ideas. Or shop Father's Day specials, like 50 to 60% off designer suits, blazers, and pants, and 40% off belts, wallets, and travel accessories. Plus, find watches from Citizen, Bulova, Seiko, and more. Give love today at Macy's Father's Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Filthy Tom Lawler, Wrestling Observer Live. I wish you could hear what goes on during some of these breaks. Filthy?
Show would be canceled. We'd be canceled.
Yeah. TNA Against All Odds is tonight from Chicago.
Not canceled. Not canceled over the past 20-plus years. TNA.
Nope. Still kicking. And they'll be at Cicero Stadium in Greater Chicago, Illinois tonight. Available for subscribers of TNA Plus. I think one of those, like $10, I think it is, $9.99 to get their TV and their catalog and events like this. WWE is going to have some sort of presence on this show. Surely somebody from NXT or the main roster will be making an appearance. TNA World Champion Moose defends against Matt Hardy. There is talk, Tom, that Jeff Hardy is back to the promotion imminently, or at least at some point soon here. Are you excited over the prospects of Jeff Hardy back in TNA? Because it always invokes such good memories.
I mean, if I'm going to watch the Hardys do anything anywhere, perhaps TNA's the best spot, right? I mean, it gives them a lot of leeway.
True.
Creatively. I have not been keeping my ear to the grindstone as far as the past few weeks of the return of broken Matt Hardy. But years ago, that was some of the best work that TNA was putting out at the time. So, hey, I'm willing to give Jeff Hardy coming back in a shot.
You know, some of their best work, Jeremy Borash deserves a lot of credit for those original Hardy pieces that were put together. I didn't see last night's show yet. They went back to the Hardy compound. The entire system went down there. I can imagine some of the interactions between Alicia Edwards and Rebby. I can imagine. So there you go.
Wolfgang was out there dealing with one of the former American Wolves.
Senor Eddie Benjamin. Edwards. It's one of the American Wolves. Do you think anybody... What happened to Davey Richards? Does Davey still make appearances anywhere? Have you crossed paths with him anywhere in the Midwest?
Haven't seen him in a while.
It's been a long time since I heard about that dude. Anyway, TNA Knockouts champion, which, by the way, I would assume Moose is going to hold on to the belt. If he wasn't losing to Nick Nemeth, I really don't see him losing to Matt Hardy, but I'll go ahead and choose Moose. You got any prediction on that one?
Moose.
Knockouts world champion Jordan Grace defends in an open challenge. I believe it's still an open challenge. Again, I didn't see last night's show. I don't know if Ash by Elegance is jumping in the scene. I thought this was a perfect spot for Natalya to come in. You know what I mean?
Is this not going to be Ash by Elegance and Tatum Paxley?
I would assume
that. Is that not what we're getting here?
I would think it was going to be Tatum Paxley at the very least. And then, again, you can have her hang out and maybe they can clash on the show or something like that.
Maybe, you know, maybe they feel bad about Jordan Grace missing that big Black Label Pro family reunion show last week she was supposed to be on. And maybe it's going to be someone like Rachel Armstrong from the Black Label Pro roster, the Arbo's Dip Champion.
The Arbo's Dip Champion.
Yeah. Arbo's Cheese Dip.
Aye.
She's the champion.
You see that Nathan's hot dog eating contest is short a competitor now. You see that, Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
Pimping the impossible hot dogs, the impossible glizzies. There's a spot opened up, Tom. Are you going to jump in on that?
Oh, Mike, one of the issues here is that Nathan's is doing the same thing that the UFC did to its top-level athletes years and years ago, taking away these sponsorship opportunities. And it's good to see a top-level athlete like Joey Chestnut take it upon himself to stick it to the man, whatever that guy's name is in the stupid hat and the suit every year, Carnival Barkin. That guy's a doofus. Joey Chestnut did the right thing. And lo and behold, luckily, somehow, in 24 hours, they were able to put together a deal where Joey Chestnut's going to take on Kobayashi, his longtime rival, who has been retired for years. What a story.
In a battle of the banned Nathan's hot dog eating competitors, they have put that together. I heard about that. It's going to be on Netflix, apparently, where all the big fights are. So if you know, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson ultimately falls out, we really do have a battle for the ages between Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut. They're going to need an undercard, Tom. Are you willing to step in there? Are you willing to do battle in a wing-eating contest with anybody?
As a former winner of the Buffalo Wild Wings Blazin' Challenge, yes, I would be willing to step in on the undercard of Kobayashi versus Chestnut. Anybody you can think that I should take on?
I might actually step in on that one. If we can get
you versus me?
Enough, I'm possibly. Either that. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go with Eddie Kingston, though. If it's not going to be me, I'm going to back up Eddie Kingston in this. He could use it right now. He's not doing it. He's just sitting anyway with his leg up.
Mike,
it would be perfect.
Mike, I will use this time to lay out an official challenge. An official challenge. As a roster member of AEW, somebody that pretended he was a New Japan pro wrestler, Eddie Kingston should face me, the real New Japan Strong, rightful, first ever man that put it on the map, New Japan Strong champion, in a hot dog eating contest.
So
give him a chance.
Hot dogs. Hot dogs.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever you want, Mike.
Okay.
Oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters? TNA World Tag Team Champions Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards will be defending against Nick Nemeth and Ryan Nemeth, the brothers Nemeth. I actually think that Nick and Ryan win these titles. Why not? The system has taken over. Moose is the champion. We've seen Myers and Edwards a bunch of times here. To me, the Nemeth brothers against ABC, them against the Rascals, them against Mustache Mountain, you know, it would actually
the Hardys.
The Hardys. I mean, at least it would be a fresh thing for the division. What say you?
I agree. I'm with you on that one. I'd like to see the Nemeth brothers take it home.
Now, one half of Mustache Mountain, Trent Seven, taking on Mustafa Ali for the X Division Championship. I would think that Mustafa Ali holds on to the belt here, but I remember he signed his deal, and we're got to be getting close to the end of it here because he signed it around the time that WrestleMania was going on, that he was only going to be around for about 3 months or so. At some point, he's going to drop that title, I would think. Trent Seven is definitely somebody who was signed with that company. Scott D'Amore made a big deal out of it last year when he did come in and officially sign. So could you see Trent Seven winning the X Division Championship?
I just don't think it's time to take it off Ali. I think Ali is still hot enough with this gimmick worldwide that you keep the belt on him for a little bit longer.
You know what I would also love to see, too, even though I don't know if he would do it and I don't know what the feelings would be going back and forth the other way, but him showing up as the X Division champion and facing, like, Javon Evans or Wes Lee or somebody like that, again, I don't know how many bad feelings are there or what the politics would be on that one, but if you wanted to get people talking... And Jordan Grace and Roxanne Perez did a pretty good job because it was such a shock to see Jordan Grace actually make multiple appearances, you know, with NXT. The Royal Rumble was one thing, but also coming back to this, it got a little bit of attention. I think that's a way you could possibly do something. I mean, Mustafa Ali showing back up in WWE, but then again, he may not be down with such an idea. Steve Maclin, Mike Santana against the Rascals. They're kind of, I guess, how would you say, they're temporary partners. They are timid with each other here. Santana and Maclin just on the same page in order to face Trey Miguel and Zachary Wentz. I would figure that Santana and Maclin get the win and then end up feuding with each other.
Sounds good to me.
Josh Alexander and Eric Young against Ace Austin and Chris Bay has the possibility to be, I don't want to say the best match on the show, but actually, I'll say the best match on this show. Josh Alexander is fantastic. Have you ever been in the ring with him? I don't think you've ever faced him, but have you ever been tag match with him?
I've faced him a few times.
Have you? I can't remember these things. Can't remember
much
anymore.
Yeah, he's great. He's a fantastic wrestler.
What about Eric Young?
I have not faced Eric Young.
That would be interesting.
But he is a fantastic wrestler as well.
He is. And I'm taking
and has been for a really long time.
A really, remember, really long time.
Through a variety of iterations. There's Team Canada Eric Young.
Yes.
EY Eric EY. Young.
EY. We've got there this. Was, yeah, he's had a lot
whatever
of
whatever this is.
Well,
Sanity, kind of.
Sanity, Eric Young. PCO insanity. Against Rich Swann. Speaking of insanity, PCO against Rich Swann. We are going to have a PCO AJ Francis / Top Dollar match down the line. I know we are, and it's probably going to be ridiculous. Joe Hendry against Frankie Kazarian is also on this show. Joe Hendry is somebody, I mean, is he the one of the guys? I would think he's a lock for it, but I could be wrong. Do you think he should be one of the people in the mystery battle royal that Trick Williams is going to face the winner of?
He would be a great choice. Where is that taking place?
At the Performance Center.
Oh, that's interesting, because they are over in Scotland right now, and I believe there was a big Joe Hendry billboard put up just minutes from the OVO arena.
Was it really?
But I believe so, yeah.
On the pre-show, Knockouts Tag Team Champions Masha Slamovich and Alicia Edwards will face Allison Kay and Marty Bell. And also on the pre-show, Sami Callihan against Jonathan Gresham, the Octopus. TNA is also going to be taping some TV at Cicero Stadium on Saturday. So there you go. I mentioned earlier on, GCW's got three shows this weekend, all on Triller Plus. One in Golden, Colorado, one in Los Angeles, and the other in Mesa, Arizona. A couple of title defenses for Mance Warner. These are going to be his first ones. Actually, which should be a really great match tonight against Jordan Oliver, who I think is fantastic. Tom, you got any advice for Cole Radrick, who is going to be facing Zilla Fatu on tonight's show? Watch the kick.
Yeah, bring the high octane fuel, buddy. Get ready for a demolition derby. Use your past racing experience to keep yourself safe.
Good luck. In Mexico, AAA is running the second leg of their three-part Triple Mania 32 event on Saturday in Tijuana. I think it starts off, I'm not sure, about 9 o'clock at night. I still don't know if there's been any change. I don't know, to the SEMA Willie Mack match that Nick Wayne was supposed to be a part of, but instead he'll be with Christian Cage on Father's Day for the one-year anniversary of Collision on Saturday. The main event of that show, Parker Boudreau, QT Marshall, Sam Adonis, Satnam Singh with Jeff Jarrett, which means Karen's got to be nearby, against Dave the Clown, Murder Clown, Alberto El Patron, and Vampiro. Were you on the undercard of this at a past Juggalo Championship wrestling show? Because that's what that match feels like.
I feel like perhaps Sakakibara had booked this one for a Pride show, or maybe even Hustle. Mike, that is a freak show pro wrestling match.
Hustle house show match at that. We'll be back, Wrestling Observer Live. I dodge both shots. Kyrie, do it anywhere. Having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Lames try to rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Wrestling Observer Live, back to put a bow on this thing. Thank God. I'm ready for this weekend. Started early. I don't know if you could tell. Both of us did. All of us did.
Oh, did
Trust
you?
Me, if you could hear some of the stuff during this break, if, never mind. New Japan Pro Wrestling, Tom. Comes up, the New Japan Soul tour taking place, kicks off here. Show El Desperado, Steel Cage, Junior Heavyweight Championship. Please tell me El Desperado's winning this match.
Hey, I thought that they were going to strap the rocket to Desperado in the past, and it seemed like they had somewhat cold feet, but we just had Desperado win the Best of the Super Juniors. We just had the Desperado Invitational. If I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
Now's the time. Let me tell you, El Desperado, as a professional wrestler, El Desperado is one of the best professional wrestlers on this planet. He can do any style, and he can do it great.
Hallelujah. Shingo Takagi and Hanari, I'm not trying to book in any matches, Tom. I would love to see Hanari bring that belt over here to the States and face you on a strong show.
Hey, that sounds great as well. These two have been tearing it up every time that they're in there together. This seemingly will be no different. And it's got to be time. It's got to be time for Hanare to finally get this big, big win and get that NEVER belt, right?
I would hope so. New Japan on Sunday. Also Sunday, Pro Wrestling Noah with some New Japan flavor. Gabe Kidd, the psychopath himself. Kaito Kiyomiya GHC Championship. What do you think?
I think Kaito Kiyomiya is walking away the champion, but the bigger news is going to be what does WWE and Noah announce for their future partnership?
We shall see. We'll be back next week, Wrestling Observer Live.